Happy Monday, everyone. It is time to talk Vanderpump Rules. Let's get the conversation going, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Singing, this beat makes me come alive. Because we're
good as gold.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are good as gold. And you know who else is good as gold, or at least she thinks she is Sheena Marie. Yes. This is her song. If you haven't heard
it
before.
If you want to call it that. Like, I felt like a few of my brain cells just dying as it started to play.
So, you know what?
And it's not the bleach. Yeah.
Like, I just think this is funny. This is the scene in today's episode where she's listening to this song, her own song.
Right. She's really feeling herself.
Feeling myself.
I need to listen to this whole thing in its entirety because it's I think it's a work of art. Anyway, so let's get into the conversation. This was kind of a lackluster episode. However, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's lots to talk about. But first, we'll do some introductions. So, if you guys haven't joined us before, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. We've got the live chat open, so come on in the conversation. I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. It's T-I-E-G-E-D-P. See you there. And then we got Zach.
Go show her some R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh.
You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. I'm Zach Peter.
And I'm Sarah Serio. You can follow me at S Serio.
You sure about that?
No, Serio. I just feel like it's really short, and I need to come up with something to say at the end.
With your Lala outfit tonight.
Yeah, she's dressed like Lala.
So cute.
Love.
Don't call yourself a hoe. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yeah. Yay! So exciting! Okay, so because tonight's episode wasn't the craziest, we have some fun segments we came up with. We have a Would You Rather coming up later, and we also have the traditional tea time that we always dive into. Yes. So first, let's talk about the episode. There's a few things we should talk about. First thing that I think is just hilarious and we should definitely dive into first is Jack's drowning, or almost drowning. And it was like 100 yards.
Definitely had a heart-to-heart.
It's just interesting. What do you think about it?
I think that this is the only way Brittany would have broken up with him is if he drowned.
Really?
What do you mean?
I mean, she would have had no way to stay with
him. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like if he would have
died? That's interesting. If he would have
so
actually drowned.
So eloquently put by Stacey.
I'm good for Jax getting into a healthy lifestyle.
I feel like seniors thrive in the water, right? Don't they have like water aerobics?
Seniors,
yeah.
Yes. I honestly think he overreacted. I have like
Jack overreacted
and stuff. Crazy.
It is pretty tough though. I was there this weekend. I was like, having my asthma, breathing, hard. So it is pretty tough. But I definitely think he needed to like get some sort of attention this
Just
trip.
Comfort.
There was nothing happening with him, so he had to like.
Yeah, I
throw
feel
himself
like
he, overboard.
Right. I feel like it's also one of those things where like you want to like prove that you're like working on yourself or something. That he like was like, oh, there's cameras here, but like I'm gonna work out. And then he tried to run and he got like 4 feet and was like, can't do it. And then he tried to swim and he got like 7 feet and he was like, can't do it. So, but hey, I mean, I commend him for giving it a shot,
giving it
the
a
whole
go.
Fitness thing. So yeah, hey. Whatever. Anything else you guys thought about the drowning incident? Rob, of course, was there to save him because Rob was
there. Lifeguard,
to save.
There's no lifeguards in Big Bear, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
no,
that wasn't
right?
a real
life. That was a setup.
That was like a producer dressed as a lifeguard.
An extra moment.
Yeah, a casted. Like, boys, no more swimming to the buoy, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm pretty sure no one else was gonna.
Yeah, I feel like that person was found on LA casting.
Oh, Julia loves your top.
Ooh, the mesh top, the Lala top.
Love it.
Yes. H&M's. Thank you guys for getting in the live chat. You guys are thebomb.com. I'm in here late. Woo, Julia. The health girl. You probably like the fitness combo we're having about
Jax. You guys should drop some Would You Rathers to us to add on to our
We've got some good ones. Yeah, make them Vanderpump themed.
Yeah.
Throw them in the live chat. Okay, so anyways, our next topic is James and Lala. So the saga continues with this James and Lala. They used to like each other. James still has feelings. Lala will never have feelings because she's obsessed with Randall Emmett. What do you guys think about
really
this?
Lala was really feeling herself today. Like, just, you know, all out thing. There.
The tatas came out.
What do you guys think about topless and Big Bear?
I mean, if Jax can do it, why can't she?
His breast.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think it's a family vacation destination.
Right.
And I'm all, like, for it.
However.
But, like, just, like.
It's Big Bear.
Yeah.
When you're in the jacuzzi in the backyard. Not when you're, like, out with all the kids.
But
like,
what's the point?
Right.
Like, to show off, to be like, I'm confident in my body. I'm a strong woman.
But, I just think it's kind of, I mean, I love Lala
and
I love
yourself.
I love a lot of things that she does. However, this one I was just like, why?
Yeah.
What's the point? It's not like you're like sunbathing. You're not in Ibiza. If you're in Ibiza and you're like all laying out or something.
Yeah, but, like, and you don't want like that tan line or something, or you want to experience a nude beach.
But. Yeah, I kind of wanted them to, I kind of wanted the producers to ask the other girls what they thought about her being topless, but maybe they did and it wasn't meaty content. Maybe they just like gave lackluster answers.
Like, I like Lala, but I just feel like it's a little disrespect. Like, everybody there was coupled up and like, I mean, even Jax was like commenting on it. He was like, she should take her top off again. And Brittany's like, you're not allowed to say stuff like that yet. Which is like the only time she's actually put her foot down with him all season. But like, it's just not... I don't know. It's not respectful to all the guys that are in relationships. Sure. And then to do that in front of all the girls.
Like, I thought that was...
Because I feel like you can still do it, but... I mean, like do it on your own time with her man, you know?
Yeah, like, I think she's attention still.
I just don't... It was a little contradicting of what she, like, stands for.
Yeah.
Right.
That's and not then, being a girl's girl.
No, right. Doing. And she is such, like, a... Her whole thing this season was, like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm a feminist.
Yeah, which I really liked about her all
season.
Right.
But I don't know if I like the topless
thing. This episode didn't really...
I think the producer was just like, Lala, okay, now, take off your top.
We need some excitement.
We need something in Big Bear.
Yeah.
But got nothing.
But honestly, though...
Jax drown, Lala, take off your top. Yeah.
But honestly, though, if they were going to do that, I feel like they would have, like...
They would have made it more of a
thing. It was honestly, it was such a quick, like, does she have her top off? Yeah. And then it was over. I was like, okay, I needed, if we're going to do that, I feel like I could have used a little bit more conversation about it. But hey.
Drama.
Anyways. Julia says that Lala has natural confidence. She hasn't learned a balance. True. True.
Very true.
She does. Okay, so what do we think about, while we're on the topic of Lala and James, Raquel confronting Lala?
I think Raquel has, like, a really bad sinus infection, and it's just, like, chronic all the time.
And that's why she talks like this.
She doesn't. Like, we just need a neti pot to get it off.
Neti pot. Those are good.
Those are good.
What do you guys think?
There's,
about
like,
Raquel.
Really nothing to her. Like, there's no personality, no spunk. Come on. Get with it.
I agree, but I feel like I was kind of... I'm glad she said something, and she, like, spoke up. Maybe that's not what how most people speak up, but she spoke up for herself. She didn't like what was happening.
She used words.
Like, she didn't like what was happening, so she vocalized it. Granted, I don't think Lala had the best, like, response back to her.
Right.
For her to be like, okay, thanks. But just, I mean, yeah, she obviously doesn't need to worry, but, yeah, there does need to be a balance for them.
Like, she didn't,
So I'll give her that, her saying... what she said, but I don't think it was, like, executed well.
Right.
Every scene they've kind of set up in this episode kind of, like, just died. It was like, come on, guys.
Yeah, that
like,
was
there was a lot of buildup and everything kind of just fell flat this week.
Yeah. I know. I think it's just awkward to watch Raquel and Lala talk about it because it's so obvious that James still has feelings for Lala.
It's so obvious they all shower together.
But I feel like you shouldn't be having this conversation with Lala. Like, you should be having this conversation with your man. Like, he's the one that's flirting with this other girl. You don't blame the other girl. I mean, she did have her top off. But, like, you don't blame the other girl for being, you know, for, like, having a thing with your guy when she has a boyfriend and she's clearly not interested in your boyfriend.
Right. I think, yeah, it is actually a little bit awkward that she had her top off now that we mention... having Lala.
Raquel's there. Just so. Sorry, I can't take her seriously. I can't take her seriously. I can't.
No, I know. It's
true. She, like, I'm proud of her for, like, having a moment. Like, she had a moment. She felt good. She was feeling herself this week. But, like, she just. She falls flat every week. Like, This is the most. This is the most emotion we've ever seen in her. If that's what she gave
weird.
Us.
Weird. Yeah.
But I also think James is never going to change.
No, unfortunately,
he's bored with her. Can you guys?
I mean,
see
wouldn't
it?
You be bored?
Yes,
with her?
I was bored watching her.
Yeah. So I think
like, Bravo
tried.
Needs to just cut ties there and just like.
Get someone.
Like, is Bravo cutting ties, though, with, because, like, just what's happening? I just feel like
they're adding
Vanderpump is just, I need the excitement back.
I know that it's coming. We all know the drama is coming because yeah. we had Billy in here, and Billy's like, there's about to be some stuff that's going to blow up, which I'm very excited for. However, it hasn't happened yet for us. Big Bear didn't give us anything except for, like, pancakes by Tom. And, yeah. like, I, that's
Love
all I got.
Love stories by Sheena.
Love stories yeah. by Sheena, which is a really great next topic. Do you guys want to talk about
yeah.
it? How about the fact... Okay, so now we're going to talk about this whole Rob and Sheena thing. So, Sheena keeps saying she loves Rob. Yes. I love you. That's direct quote. Yes. And Rob is like, oh. And, like, turns around.
Yeah.
So, how do we feel about that?
Crickets.
Crickets. Crickets.
I just feel like when you say I love you, aren't you in a more, like, intimate setting? And also, if the other person doesn't reciprocate it, why do you keep saying it?
That is just, that is so cringeworthy for me.
Like, has that ever happened to any of y'all? Like, you've said it.
Oh, God, no. I mean, I would tell it to Justin Bieber and, like, you know. But like,
Justin Bieber.
And I would continue to say it.
And he probably would say it back, though. That's the thing.
No, I don't think he would.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but I think that...
Like what? Like
that's you would never keep saying it.
I know.
See, but I think this is where she's so delusional that, like, she doesn't, like, realize that he doesn't feel the same way back.
He said he loves her as a person. Yeah. And I think the
but
thirst
he doesn't
is
actually
real
say it to her.
For her. She just wants... Yeah. She's on the rebound, too, I feel like.
Totally.
Yeah.
Of course.
Also, I'm sorry, their whole logic of how long they've actually been together...
Yeah, I'm
versus
not...
Versus... That I don't like. It's so confusing to me because they say one
oh,
thing,
yeah.
then you do the math, and you're like, "How?"
Right.
And I don't wouldn't even consider half of what they're talking about yeah. dating. So it's all confusing.
So what did he say in this episode?
He didn't.
He said 10 years.
Yeah.
He said
he said 10 years. 10 years, but she was like 10. We tried to do the math. I'm really bad at math, but
ten
like, this
minus
is
six.
Really, really jacked up math. They were together for 10 years,
yes.
but she was married for six.
Which is untrue.
She was only married for like two,
I mean,
right?
Two, officially, but maybe she was
with
yeah.
Shay
for
six years, and he's technically known her for 10 years. But that's like,
but,
I don't know, knowing someone and dating yeah. someone, and then when they're married, like, you don't, like...
Okay,
unless they were like,
that's like me saying, I earned $1 million this year, but I spent 900,000 of it, and I just lost my point.
Yep, exactly. And, okay, so
there was a point,
but
I lost
also,
it.
You guys, here in Rob's Instagram post that he posted right now or an hour ago, he said, quote, I have cared for and supported her for 12 years, no matter the circumstances or dynamic. 12. Now we're at 12
Wait,
years.
He's known her for 12
Erica
years. But they dated together for like, they were, they
How
dated.
How old are these people? 75?
For like,
okay. There's not
period.
Enough time for
She's
all this.
12 years.
Yeah,
now.
12 years, which is what his Instagram says.
Yeah.
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 Yes, thank you, Erica. But like, I think there was a point where they were. Dating, there was a point where they were friends. Like, I don't know, it's really confusing. Again,
and maybe they were like emotionally connecting while they
okay,
were married. She was going
so
to him. For
you're
going to
tell me
maybe.
That you've known someone for 12 years, and if they say I love you, you're not going to say it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point,
okay.
you know if you love her or not.
Oh, geez. How much longer do you need to figure that out? Right?
I think he's stringing her along kind of because of like, it's convenient. I mean, he was with the princess before.
Yeah.
A princess of Genovia. Oh, wait, no.
What
that was Frozen.
But I wrote it down.
It was, but I don't know.
Brunei? Brunei.
Yeah. Brunei. Which, and, where is that?
I was
thought you were looking
Google.
It up.
Narnia.
Okay.
I didn't look it up. I wanted to, but I had a really forgot.
And it's in the magical land
Brunei
of Narnia.
Is in Asia?
Oh, really?
Country in Asia.
He had an Asian Brunei. Princess, and he.
And you have Sheena from Azusa. I loved that one.
Oh, that was a good one, Dad. Jax hilarious. Really just digs at Sheena. Jax does not like Sheena.
No, and she's about to come back at him. It's like,
how?
Really?
Come on. We don't need to take any more shots at that relationship.
Yeah,
come on.
She's like,
you can tell he almost had a flashback.
She's like, I hate when I talk about people's relationships and then they put my relationship on blast, but let me put other people's relationships on blast.
Yeah. Right? Thank
but
you.
But it's like that's actual right. relationships that she's putting on blast. Yeah. When with her, it's not an actual relationship. And it's also, like they're just coming to you out of concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's you're really just going to make it seem so picture. I just love how she's like, I get it when people's actions need to speak louder than that, like that whole saying, okay? And she's like, his actions show me otherwise. Okay. But you still don't say, like, what he does. Like, she'll just say, like, his actions. It's like, okay, then what does he do?
And TBH, I haven't really seen a lot of action. I mean, he's been on camera, and I haven't seen him
he's
once.
Been
like
asleep
even
half the time.
Look at you lovingly.
And it's, but they always come to defense on Instagram. It's like, you should feel confident and not have to do that.
Right. Yes. And in his Instagram post, I think he wanted everybody to be like, there's a lot of stuff you don't see that's filmed.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything that made me believe that.
Not even like an ounce or anything where he like grabs her hand or I don't know. Just something. I don't know. Anything.
He's weird. Just not that into
Yeah, well,
you.
Some, Erica said that he said that on the show he doesn't like to show his feelings on camera. But like he also doesn't like to kiss in public. Like it sounds like he's just not that into you.
Yeah, he also doesn't like to kiss in public. He doesn't say I love you a lot, but
I love you as a person. That's what he
but
said to Jackie.
He does. Oh my gosh. If so, oh my gosh. I just, a light bulb just went off in my head. If I thought that I loved a guy and he told my guy friends that I love her as a person, that is when you walk away.
Yes.
Done. No, but I know
that is when you walk away. Done. Are you kidding me? I've known you for 12 years and you're going to say I love you as a person and that's it? Okay, bye.
I know, and it's like people always like rain down on Kristen coming in with the news, but Kristen, she's just the one that's going to go to her friend and let them know like, hey, this is what I heard. I'm just coming to you because I want you to know. Yep. But they always come as defense, like Kristen's, it's like, no, just take it for what it is and own it, guys.
And what's hilarious is that she's going to go after Jax right now. However, it's not Jax's fault that Rob said that.
I know, and
that's true.
It was on camera.
Yeah. Hello. So it's not like he made that up. Jax didn't make that up. Rob said that. So he was just relaying the message.
She just can't own it.
Oh,
but
man.
What's new?
The more that we talk about
we've talked about this.
The crazier it seems in my brain.
I know. I feel like literally you're like well, it's so just, passionate now.
Well, you know, it's just crazy because it's like, what?
Sheena just needs to be alone. She needs to have her alone time, grow as a person, get some confidence, get some leads to Vanderpump advice. And just, you know, like Lisa said, what are these people bringing to the table for you? Like when you go out and date, not what you're bringing. And she's just desperately like, come on, just love me. Anyone.
Person 1, 2, 3.
Hey, person,
that
we missed
was
you.
An hilarious comment.
I love you as a dog.
She's like, because I love it more than a person.
Okay, that so in funny. The group chat, person 1, 2, 3 said, when I say I love you as a person, it's BS. I mean, if I actually loved someone, I'd say I love you as a dog because I love my German Shepherd more than a person.
True.
Yeah, right. Gosh. Exactly. Yeah, person 1, 2, 3. Coming in with the points. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I think that's a serious red flag. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's been 12 years. It's not like, it's like, ah.
No.
It's not you're like never you met
gonna
on Tinder
you're never
last summer.
Shake her, though. No. That's the thing. That's just it. That's it, guys.
That's it. I think
like a little puppy
you
gotta shake off.
Oh my gosh, wait, you guys didn't even get to the thing. I'm sorry. I don't know why this is delayed for me.
What are we gonna talk about on the after show tonight?
Okay, you guys, how did we not talk about the fact that she named their first daughter?
Oh yeah, she did say that.
That is scary. If I was a guy and I was dating you for a couple months and it, like you already named the daughter even though we were friends for a while, that's
I mean maybe they said it like to be funny, maybe he said it to be funny and she took it as like, okay, I'm writing it down, got it, that's it.
You know, I
she
think
put it already on the
I'm just having
first
anxiety
hit.
This is one of those moments where like a guy is dating a girl and then he realizes,
holy crap, she's crazy. But, like, crazy to the point where, like, she will kill me if I break up with her. Yes. So I need to, like...
I
need to be mindful of how she's a Fabergé egg. If I don't treat this right, I'm going to end up on Snap, not Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. Ooh. That movie.
He's watching... That's why there are still Instagram posts even when the episode is airing.
Yeah, because he's like... Broken up. Yeah, yeah, you're so right. No. Oh my gosh, I'm scared for him. I wonder if he's scared for him too.
She's like, I know where you live.
Dun, dun, dun. I know.
Speaking of where he lives, we know that cabin isn't his now.
Yes.
Because, go, I'll let you take it.
No, okay, go.
Okay, so I said that he does the Airbnb thing. We can roll back, you can watch all the old episodes, find it. Watch them all, we need the views. But what I'm saying is, I said he rents these places out, they must be Airbnbs, like there's no way he affords all of this stuff. And as we're seeing them leave, they're like, we need to clean and we need to do the sheets and we need to make sure there are no pieces of trash. And we were talking about this because I've rented cabins up in Big Bear, mm-hmm. and you've rented cabins up. They have rules. Like, if you don't pick up every piece of trash, and if this, there isn't, like, a guide that's followed with how clean you leave the cabin, they charge you extra.
Yeah, and you don't get your deposit back.
Yeah, she had her binder ready.
And
they give you a binder.
But unless he has renters coming in, but like, when they leave, the like, someone
to rent. Yeah, but still, like, if you own it, if you own it, you wouldn't have to abide by those rules at all.
Yeah.
And if you had so much money, you would have to have
you would have a you would have a housekeeper that comes and cleans when you and your friends leave. Like, if he's that baller, if he has that house in Beverly Hills, which I don't think it is,
definitely. And he just said he has a house in Studio City, so he lives in the Valley.
Yeah, Studio City.
Which is fine. So I'm not saying that, but definitely is rented because it wouldn't be that intense as they made it. You don't need to change the hot tub temp unless you're a renter. I'm sorry.
But he can walk on water.
He doesn't own it. He needs to be more like Lisa Rinna. I love it, person 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna, it's great.
Own it.
And everyone really just needs to own it in this. It just be like, we rented a cabin. I'd be like, great. Like, it doesn't make you a different person.
I would like you way more if you just admitted it.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last topic of discussion, I'm
over that,
is the podcast with Lisa and Stassi.
I think that was the best.
So cute. I love their relationship this season. I think it's like a very cute, healthy little thing going on. Yeah. And Stassi's like growing up, I think. And I know there's some Stassi haters we're probably going to get in the comments because some people just can't get on the Stassi bandwagon. However, I think she's changed.
Mm-hmm. She owns it at least.
She does.
She may not own it in the way you like it, but...
But hey, she owns
it. Everyone will make a mistake.
And I thought it was a good podcast with Lisa. Excuse me.
Stacey, there's a comment for you.
The girl in green is cute. Moves to New York City.
Okay.
She's Sheena.
She'll be like, I will move to New York City right now.
She's moving to New York City because she's Sheena.
Yeah.
We're kidding. She booked it on Southwest. She'll be there next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That was a fun podcast.
I loved the podcast. I loved Lisa's advice. I'm like taking notes while we're doing it, and I'm like, I need more Lisa gems coming my way.
Lisa life. Like, she is like
that's what I'm saying
Superwoman.
From the get go. Why is no one on this show taking advice from Lisa Vanderpump and Ken? Like, give Ken some credit, too.
Yeah. Ken was a playboy, which I'm really having a hard time seeing.
I know. When they said that, I was like, was it Lisa or was it Ken?
Yeah, Lisa seems like she was a bit more of a playboy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it was Ken. Maybe he was a thing back in the day.
Yeah, but her advice
maybe
was
the Jerry
right.
Carl was
working
for him.
He was like a rock star. Wasn't he like a musician or something? I'm a Beverly Hills Housewives super fan, so
I don't know.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so. He was like a
little
rock star.
Because
I know their
son does the music, so I didn't know.
I think.
He did.
Okay, so speaking of Ken, I think it's time, you guys. I think it's time for Would You Rather. Vanderpump Edition.
I would not rather Ken.
So, that's our first. That's our first Would You Rather. Okay, so Would You Rather, and you guys can join us in the live chat because this will be fun.
Yeah.
Would you rather kiss Jax or Ken?
Ken.
Stacey, go. You
Ken.
First.
Hands Ken. Down.
Ken?
Yeah.
Ken. Okay. Okay, why? Why?
I just, like, I couldn't.
I'm disease free and everything. So I don't want to have maybe with Jack.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to kiss all of West Hollywood.
And Ken's just probably sweet and just probably like,
Jax.
Oh, why? Okay, why Jax?
He likes himself.
I mean,
I think I would say Jax too.
Oh, yeah, I think
the
I would
blondes
say
and the brunettes.
Are you not it? You know, I'm, you know, down to make out with the married man like the next one. That was a joke. That's not serious. I saw your face. No,
like the lava.
I just think, you know, I just think
I didn't think about.
I have such bad taste that I would naturally go to Jax because that's like my type.
You
emotionally
like
unavailable and like.
Horrible
you know,
person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we both go for. That
there we go. It will learn eventually.
Maybe not.
Maybe,
but
not.
Yeah, you're right. I think I would probably also have to go.
Yeah,
with
no, I would probably
you
go.
Guys, okay. Get it together.
All right. So now, would you rather
preach?
Would you rather have Raquel or Stassi as your sister?
Stassi.
Yeah, I think. Why is that unanimous?
Well,
I haven't voted yet.
Okay.
I'm really thinking about this.
Because Raquel.
I would have to say Raquel.
Really?
Why? What? You can boss her around you?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I would be the one that would shine. Like, my parents would love me. Like, if I'm with Stassi, then, like, that takes all the attention away from me. And, like,
that's true.
Let's be real. I do this show because I like attention.
You're so right. You know what? Maybe I'm going to change my answer because I think yours was so educated.
At least you're self-aware. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you are.
Stassi. Thank you, person 1, 2, 3.
I would be Stassi. She's just fun. And I feel like I would always have a partner in crime.
Yeah. I would want to be friends with Stassi, well, go to drinks with Stassi, but I wouldn't want Stassi to be my sister. I don't think she would be a very nice sister. And again, I would like rock Raquel. I'd be like,
he'd rock her.
Boss. Yes.
You think you get your hair pulled or something, Stassi? Stassi.
To be. No, nobody's touching this weave.
Okay, so our next would you rather is if you were ordaining a wedding.
Mm. Oh,
which wedding would you rather ordain? Rob and Sheena. Or Jax and Brittany.
Jax and Brittany.
Even though you know it's like...
Yeah, just throw it in there.
So why?
Because it'd be funny. I don't know. It's Gina and Rob. There's just it's boring. It's just boring to me. Brittany, Jax, it's kind of exciting. Maybe he'll like be a father one day, a good father or something.
Okay. What about you?
You know, I took some time this round. And I'm going to say Rob and Gina. Why? Because I feel like they'd have great drink selection.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena would probably perform, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would have a blast dropping some one-liners that maybe she wouldn't get.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Like, it would be a way better wedding. Like, Jax would show up, like, toasted and, like, without a tie.
Fun.
And, like, he wouldn't really care. And then think about it. Who are you partying with? Everybody down in Kentucky? Like, I'm sorry. I would rather be having a happening wedding with Sheena. You know Sheena would go all out.
Yeah,
she would
you're right.
Have the
you're right.
Wedding
yeah.
of Kim's fairy tale wedding times too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I would also have to go with Rob and Sheena. Mm-hmm. But I mean, both weddings, you would know that.
And I would hope I'm invited to the divorce party.
Ooh, right,
because that'd be
a person
better.
1, 2, 3 said it's all happening. Like her quote on her tattoo, Sheena's tat. But yeah, no, I think that in both weddings, you know that it's probably not going to be an end-all thing. You know, they're going to end up together. So it's kind of like, yeah, so whose party do you want to attend? Because it's really not a wedding. It's kind of just like a party that will, like, end in, like, another party, like, in 3 years.
And it would be at one of Rob's rented homes.
Rented Airbnb
many
locations.
But I feel like nobody would get super drunk and super crazy because Gina would be like, no, you guys, this is Rob's place. You have to be very careful. Be on your best behavior.
They might hire people to clean up. They might have that in the budget.
Yeah.
For this occasion.
There's no
probably
budget.
Probably not. No. Yeah, not for Sheena.
Not for Sheena. Not for this wedding.
No.
Rob loves me.
It would be like, what is that song that we played? The gold song? She'd be walking down the aisle to that instead of...
Oh,
they'd be at the altar and Sheena would be like, I do. And Rob would be like, she does.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, yeah, that she
was
does.
Brilliant. That was brilliant.
I love you. Thank you. I love
and
you.
And I, you.
Thank you. Yeah. As same. A person.
Same.
As a person. Same.
Ditto. Kid.
Ditto. Kiddo.
He like punches her. Ditto. Hey.
It's going to be a no for me, there. Dog. Going to be a no for me, dog. Okay, so I think it's time for tea time.
Wait, I have a would you
wait,
rather.
What? Oh, yeah. Please. Bring it to the table.
Schwartz or Sandoval?
Schwartz.
Schwartz.
I got them confused when we Sandoval. Were watching.
Sandoval.
Okay.
Oh, Sandoval. Schwartz hasn't grown up yet. Which is, like, really weird because he's married and stuff. But I just can't deal with when he's, like, just does dumb things. I'm like, ugh. At least Sandoval you can reason with. Sandoval, yeah. Like, and I like Sandoval. He's from St. Louis, and I, like, lived in Missouri for a while. So, like, I feel like we would bond.
You would bond.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think Sandoval. You would pick Schwartz?
I would pick Schwartz.
Okay. Why? It's funny?
He's funny. He's adorable. Oh, yeah. I would probably get, like, go Tequila Katie on him on the regs, but, like, he's just adorable, you know? And then I feel like Tom would, like, try to be, Sandoval would try to be prettier than me, and, like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Schwartz right. would let me have it.
Yeah, true, because Schwartz doesn't really care.
Yeah, he's
no.
adorable.
And he likes to be, like, kind of controlled, like we were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
You can boss him around.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Do you guys, I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, I know we haven't seen much of him, but do you think that he should be able to, like, drink again and that Katie should still have that, like, rule? Because you know how they went out on their date and that's, like, what he's working on to prove himself to her? I just wanted to know what y'all's thoughts are on that.
I don't like that she has, like, a rule that, like, you can't
yeah,
drink.
Weird.
Like, I mean, I get it. She's, like, boss lady and all. But, like, I mean, let's give him, let's loosen the leash a little bit and just, like, pull it in when he
because
misbehaves.
And when you give somebody rules, all they want to do is break them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, like, I think it's kind of silly to even make a rule when it's just
yeah.
not going to
and
be.
Tom's still in, like, frat boy phrase where, like, he's going to want to break all the rules because they're rules.
Right, exactly.
I was just curious. That just seeing them at dinner just reminded me of that.
I like their yeah. relationship this season, though. They, like, seem to, like, be good.
Mm-hmm. She's so calm.
I know.
Yeah.
She has to be on Xanax.
Adderall?
No, not Adderall. No. Adderall would give her the opposite.
That would not be the effect.
That's probably yeah. why she was so crazy.
She either is just just cool and confident and just like, okay.
Wait, she does smoke weed now, though, because she was at my friend's clinic that they work at.
Oh, MedMen.
Yeah, MedMen. So they were visiting there. Last year. So.
Yeah, that was last season. That was a thing. Like, her and Stassi went. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why they're both a lot more, like, chill this season.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, so is it officially tea time?
Yes.
Tea time! Clink your cups. Woo. It's tea time. I'm sorry, I have an imaginary cup today. Okay, so Lala was on Watch What Happens Live. Mm-hmm. And she believes that she is the reincarnated Tupac.
Oh, that was actually on the Jenny McCarthy
that
show.
That was on the Jenny McCarthy show. However, she was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
Yes.
What did we get from that?
Bombs to drop.
Yeah.
She, take it away, Sarah.
Oh, she just said that she really realized that James didn't add anything to her life. That was what she said. She was, like, realizing, like, oh, your friend should be adding to your life, mm-hmm. not, like, tearing you down or, like, making it upset in any way. And she just said that she realized watching it back and just now where she is in her life that he's just not adding anything, like, support or
yeah.
positivity. So, which is pretty interesting, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing, like, the press junket right now. She needs to make a stop at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes,
I know. We've been reaching out. So hopefully if you guys reach out to her on social, it might help us out a little bit. So
yeah. Then she did the morning breath this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She reiterated that. And then she talked about Sheena and Rob. And she thinks that Rob was only with Sheena for the show.
And that is interesting. That's interesting.
What is he getting, though? Like, what is he doing?
But I mean, exposure. No one knew exposure. Who Rob
I mean,
was
how,
before
again,
this.
How many properties of Rob's have we seen this season? Like, it's
right.
not a coincidence.
Yeah. It's
there
not.
Is a proper and there's a real estate announcement mm-hmm. coming soon.
And, like, yes. and then they also dropped in this episode that he was, like, a self-proclaimed producer or yeah. like
he owns a production company
trying to start something. Yeah, and I know he does like hosting yeah. for some sort of yeah. YouTube.
Hello, San Francisco, I believe. Oh. That's what it's called.
So I think he's dipping his toes in a bunch of different things, and this is probably just helping with exposure.
Yeah, and think about it. Like, 100%. Sheena doesn't just talk highly about Rob when Rob's not around. She talks highly about Rob all the time. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't have to put in as much effort, and yet he does a little bit of camera time, and Sheena's a main cast member on this show, yeah. and she's going to be raving about him, like, she's going to look dumb, but he's going to look like this great guy on TV.
Yeah, and honestly, it kind of works in his favor if she's more in love with him, because mm-hmm. then it's like, so he's probably like, yeah.
Yeah, and then it makes sense why he broke up with her without him having to be the bad guy. Think about it. No one judges him for breaking up with her. Everyone's like, thank God you broke up with her.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Yeah. It's just so sad for her.
And they're like, he's a catch. He owns all these properties. He's, you know, a producer. He's a host. He does this. He does that. And he was with that crazy chick.
I
want to be with him.
It's true.
I wonder how she actually took the whole let's take a break thing. Like, I wonder, like, how she took that.
Not well.
I'm sure not well. I mean, she's never going to admit it because she doesn't admit when stuff is wrong.
She's like, it's not over.
But I think...
He's like, no, I'm bringing up with you. She's like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. We're going to get married. We have our first daughter on the way.
When he probably said that they needed a break was probably when she was like, okay, yeah, like, I'll do the Vegas show. But before, she was probably like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm in love. A relationship. So, and then she probably was like, oh, this will take my mind.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. I'm just saying.
But just the way she talks about him and thinking about them, like, taking a break makes me, like, so nervous for her mental health.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the way she talks about him is, like, you know,
she probably hasn't even healed from her divorce. Like, how do you... She jumped right into this relationship.
She probably didn't have a process at all where it was grieving or whatever people do. And one day I feel like it's going to just, like... Hit her like a semi truck.
I know.
And I hope she doesn't Britney Spears on us.
Shave that head.
That would be amazing, though, wouldn't it? Like, that would be the best season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, if she just like released everything she's been holding in for the last.
That would give me so much life.
Yeah, if we just saw the real Sheena one time, I think I would be so incredibly happy.
Like hair, your nails,
like ripping fresh. Off the nails.
Yeah,
tearing out the hair extensions.
Yeah. Eating some French fries.
Yeah, that would be really incredible. I don't think it'll ever happen, however. Okay, next tea topic.
One can only pray.
And one can only hope to the Vanderpump gods. Okay, Stassi's Instagram official with her new guy.
Yes.
And he was on her podcast, which is exciting. Again, we're fans of Stassi. Sorry if you're not, but I am excited to see her happy.
Get used to it.
And over
the
Patrick.
Haterade.
Yeah.
They were so adorable on her podcast. I listened to it this morning. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're really cute, but, like, in a, like, you know, you have your friends that are a couple, and they're, like, so annoying when you go out to drinks because they're just, like, in the corner.
Yes.
But, like, you secretly want that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's them. I love it.
Did you guys see them on the party bus this past weekend?
They're when they went to the Monster Jam.
Yeah, going crazy. He was getting like plastered. She was dancing. They were having fun.
She looked like herself again. And just like she was having a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And like the guy wasn't like saying anything or like judging her or like making her feel weird.
Yeah, or teaching her lessons.
Yeah.
Only lessons your man should be teaching you are in bed.
Ooh.
Take note, ladies.
True.
No, yeah, seriously.
Seriously.
No, but I'm glad that Patrick is out of the picture because he was like so toxic for her.
Yeah.
So,
any man with a man bun is toxic.
Yeah.
True. Toxic. We're on a Britney Spears cake today. Okay. So actually I think that rounds out our tea time. Does anybody else have any tea time topics that we needed to discuss?
I think that was it.
Okay, cool. So next week we will see them go to Vegas and we see the Toms potentially miss their alarms, the meeting with
Lisa,
which makes me sad.
I think that was just an edit.
I hope.
You think?
I like really do hope. I hope.
Wait, hold on. I want to circle back to that really quickly.
Circle back.
Because they were going on their trip to Vegas.
Yes.
And originally it was just Tom and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jax was coming. And then all of a sudden, when the girls were going to come, then they had to call Lisa and be like, hey, can Ariana come with me to Vegas? And I'm like, why do you need to ask her for permission for your girlfriend to come? But originally, when Jax was going to come, you didn't need to ask Lisa Vanderpump for permission to bring Jax with you.
I
know. You.
And I definitely feel like how That's Lisa weird. Is with Schwartz and Katie. She'd yeah. be like, yeah, of yeah, course.
Bring them. They should be with
and
you.
And I don't think Jax, like, I shouldn't like yeah, Jax.
Jax would be a very so bad decision. Like,
no.
Like, that's the one you have to call Lisa Vanderpump and be like, hey, I'm bringing Jax. I know you hate him, but is it okay?
Yeah.
Not, is it okay to bring my girlfriend with me on a trip?
So sad.
Right?
Well, that shows you their priorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
Boys.
Yeah. Boys will be boys. So that is what we have to look forward to next week, which yeah. will be exciting. Hopefully
Vegas
there's some
always
juicy stuff.
Interesting with them.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas doesn't stay there.
But it does stay on your DVR, so that is exciting.
That's
and
true.
And we get to watch it back forever. So yes. that's exciting. Anyways, we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining in the conversation.
Yeah,
if
fun.
There's anything you guys want us to talk about, investigate, et cetera, put it in the comment section. You guys can find us during the week at, you can find me at TeagueDP. I'm Teague Dooley Panko. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. You're the best.
I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
I'm Sarah Serio, and follow me at S Serio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yay! Have a great week, everybody. We Bye. Will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.